This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from a Russian missile attack on apartment blocks in the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia has risen to 11 as the city was hit again by missiles and for the first time by explosive-packed drones. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
With its army suffering a series of stinging battlefield defeats in recent weeks, Russia has been deploying Iranian-made drones to attack targets. The unmanned disposable kamikaze drones, as they're referred to, are cheaper and less sophisticated than missiles, but have proved effective at causing damage to targets on the ground. A senior Ukrainian official says such drones damaged two infrastructure facilities in Zaporizhia the first time they had been used there, adding, "This was not a random hit, but a series of missiles aimed at multi-story buildings." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Divisions between European Union leaders over capping gas prices and national rescue packages resurfaced on Friday as they met at a Prague castle to discuss how best to deal with a winter energy crunch caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. 15 EU states want a price cap on gas but do not agree on the details of how it should be done. Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands oppose any cap, worried it would make it difficult to buy the gas they need to keep their economies running and dampen any incentive to reduce consumption. The summit's chairman, European Council President Charles Michel, said no decisions were expected on Friday, but hoped the discussion among leaders would lead to a deal when they next meet on October 20th and 21st. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A trio of human rights champions from Belarus, Russia, and Ukraine won the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday, a highly symbolic choice of laureates drawn from three nations at the center of the war in Ukraine.
This year's Peace Prize is awarded to human rights advocate Alice Bialyatsky from Belarus, the Russian Human Rights Organization Memorial, and the Ukrainian Human Rights Organization Center for Civil Liberties.
The head of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Berit Riis-Andersen, also praised efforts to document war crimes, human rights abuses, and the abuse of power. The committee called on Belarus to release the 60-year-old Bialyatsky, who's been jailed since 2021. While the prize was not a direct message to Putin, Riis-Andersen called his regime a, quote, authoritarian government that is suppressing human rights activists, and that the committee wanted to highlight the way, quote, civil society and human rights advocates are being suppressed. The award will be presented at a formal ceremony in Oslo December 10th, the anniversary of the 1896 death of the prize's creators, Swedish inventor and philanthropist Alfred Nobel. The nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier U.S. Ronald Reagan has begun a new round of naval drills with South Korean warships. The two-day training that began Friday came a day after North Korea fired two ballistic missiles toward the sea and flew 12 warplanes near the border in an escalation of weapons tests. The Reagan and its battle group returned to the waters near the Korean Peninsula after North Korea earlier this week launched a nuclear-capable missile over Japan in response to the carrier's group's earlier training with South Korean Navy ships. North Korea views the exercises as an invasion rehearsal. Recapping our top story, the death toll from a Russian missile attack on apartment buildings in the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia has risen to 11. The regional governor said Friday more missiles hit the city, along with explosives from Iranian-made drones. As the war sparked by Russia's February invasion of its neighbor, the Norwegian Nobel Committee awarded its peace prize to human rights organizations in Russia and Ukraine and an activist jailed in Belarus. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe.